This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more details on the state's operating budget for fiscal year 2020.
This year, really, the governor and General Assembly have taken a real hard focus on infrastructure needs across the state.
However, we do have some expenditures that still need to be paid.
The new fiscal year started on July 1st with a total budget of $29.7 billion. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says he believes infrastructure is what state government should be doing.
Be able to help communities connect to one another, whether it's through water lines, rail lines, roadways, or broadband fiber lines.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur cautions the state had to borrow money for last fiscal year.
$500 million, and you are going to pay the interest on that borrowed money.
Those dollars have since been paid back. Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, who also serves on the Appropriations Panel, adds prior to April 15th, there were concerns with the low level of revenue coming into the state.
When we were down quite a bit, but because of April 15th and tax day, a lot of people filed their returns later this year, and it definitely made up the difference.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis says this is taken into consideration along with other funding sources.
And then we have what we call the corporate tax that makes up 3.27%. And then sales and use tax makes up 23.12%.
Back to infrastructure concerns, Senator Hegeman says the final version of the fiscal year 2020 state operating budget that pertains to bridge repair will save Missouri money.
By going to a bonding instead of 15 years like the governor was, going to 7-year time frame, we save approximately $75 million in interest.
Senator Shoup says school transportation dollars are also up for the year. This is the money that pays for busing students.
Unless you undo the need for the buses to pick kids up and get them to school, then you have to pay for those transportation costs.
Senator Hoskins adds there had been a move to allow undocumented immigrants to receive in-state tuition rates at state colleges and universities.
I do not believe that illegal immigrants should pay the same rate as in-state law-abiding citizens of Missouri.
Senator May stresses the primary source of revenue for our state is income taxes.
Other fund totals about 33%, general revenue 33%, and then the federal funds is 34%.
Fiscal year 2020 will continue through June 30th of next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.